broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour one of two, and our goal always, steady as a rock, remains the same. That is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America as our guide. We believe the checks and balances put in place by the founders are absolutely brilliant. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Kirk Cosby's with me, and we got a recap of the broadcast yesterday. But first, hi, Kurt.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You are very welcome, my friend. Yesterday, we had on our guest Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. He does a phenomenal job, by the way, Kurt. And we talked with Lowell about a bunch of different things. First, we talked about Representative Thomas Massie's bill, H.R. 24, audit the Fed. Now it has 194 co-sponsors in the House. They better get rolling. What usually happens, Kurt, is they get cranking on this thing. Even if it passes the House, what happens is you run out of congressional session before you get the bill rolling. And often that's what happens, and you think that won't happen this time. But remember, with elections this year coming early, I'm telling you, if they don't get it really cranking by, July, August, September at the latest, it isn't going to happen. I'm afraid we might already have missed the boat on this one, if we're not very careful indeed. Nevertheless, Rob Bishop of Utah signed the bill just last month, and for Utah, 3 out of 4 representatives are co-sponsors of that bill. Bishop, Stewart, and Love, only Jason Chapeth is not a sponsor. He claims it's because he sits on the chair and he doesn't want to compromise himself, but he supports the bill. Hopefully that's true. We talked about that in depth, but we need to audit and then end the Fed. That's for sure if you want solutions for America. Return to the constitutional coinage that made America great. An asset rather than a debt-based economy is the answer. We also talked about drafting women means equality and slavery. An incredible article written by Ron Paul. Last week, the Armed Services Committee approved an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act, requiring women to register with the Selective Service. This means that if Congress ever brings back the draft, women will be forcibly sent to war. Now, a lot of people think, oh man, you know, we should oppose this relating to women. Not so, says Ron Paul. This should be opposed on the grounds that it violates one's right to liberty. And it requires the involuntary servitude of certain selected citizens. Boy, do I agree with that. It's an equal opportunity liberty violator is the point. Dr. Paul says few, if any, in Congress are questioning the morality, constitutionality, and necessity of Selective Service registration in the first place. Do we really need it? What about the morality? What about the constitutionality? Is there justification for it? No. Ron Paul wisely says if we're really in trouble as a nation and Congress sees the need to go to war, Americans will be clamoring to sign up to protect their wives and children. But if it's an unconstitutional, unnecessary, immoral war that we ought not enter in the first place, why force them to serve? We love how Dr. Paul concludes his incredible column. A military draft is one of, if not the worst, violations of individual rights committed by modern governments. Wow. The draft can also facilitate the state of the abuse on war because it drops the cost of going to war. All those who value peace, prosperity, and the rejection of militarism ought to stand against this and ask their congressmen and senators to reject this. Now, what's fascinating about this is when you think about it, if you can just force everybody to go to war, then, you know, hey, it costs less to go to war. It's not a battle of, well, should I be in the military or the private sector? It's I'm forced to be in the military, right? So we got to really reject this warlike people mentality that we find ourselves in. Let's make sure the House strips this heinous provision from the National Defense Authorization Act, okay? How do you tell if a politician is lying? Their lips are moving, of course. We talked about Lowell Nelson attending this Republican event, and he pushed a resolution through that encouraged Utah officials to reject federalism overreach. Yeah, we need to nullify now, that's for sure. No principle of the Constitution, the nullification or states' rights, was better understood 225 years ago by our founding fathers than the idea that the authority of the general government was strictly limited, enumerated, and expressly defined. Any executive order, congressional act, judicial opinion, or bureaucratic regulation that violates the Constitution is null and void and of no effect. And that should be simply ignored. We need to learn to nullify now. Campaign for Liberty's mission is to mobilize Americans who know the truth and who force their politicians to reject the lie of big government and to embrace the truth that people are much, much better off when government's power over them is strictly limited. CampaignForLiberty.org. Check them out today and become involved, would you please? That was 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two yesterday, we had our guest on, Mr. Scott Bradley, to PreserveTheNation.com. And we talked about Glenn Beck, quote, my campaigning with Ted Cruz did not cause layoffs at the Blaze Audio. Glenn Beck really wants you to know that it's not his fault that the Blazes had to let go of 40 people, says Reuters. Now, I'm bringing this up because I had a friend on the inside of the Blaze team, and I talked to him, and he said, listen, sounds like a massive layoff, but it's really not. We're working on becoming a debt-free company again. We're thinning our ranks out of necessity. A lot of these positions weren't really necessary as we learned to use automation. And you know what? I get that. I don't blame him. At the same time, the idea that the Blaze has over 300 employees, even after the cut, is just startling. We talked about and compared, if you want to listen to yesterday's broadcast, LibertyNewsRadio.com, RepublicBroadcasting.org, LibertyNewsDaily.com, Liberty Roundtable, this talk show, and many others. I mean, I'm telling you right now, all of us have less than 20 employees put together, folks. It's just beyond imagination. Now, the Blaze put some nice stuff together. I'm not downing them. I'm just saying, 300 people, really? Maybe they ought to call me and talk about learning to automate and learning to run things on a thin dime a little bit, huh? All right. We talked about the case for separation of bathroom and state. The government get in the middle of all that. We also talked about now they're looking at, if you believe that there's only two genders or two sexes, male and female, as biblical reality states, then it's pretty much a hate crime now. I kid you not. We also talked about a California lawmaker. They want to reject John Wayne Day over racism. Did you see that? I kid you not. They think that, you know what, if you celebrate John Wayne Day, you're pretty much a racism. Or, I mean, you're pretty much involved in racism. He was a racist, right? Running around acting like he was like the macho alpha male and everything. That's just racist as all get out. All right. We finished the broadcast yesterday by talking with Scott Bradley, vice presidential candidate, along with Darrell Castle, presidential candidate on the Constitution Party ticket, constitutionparty.com to learn more. We talked with Scott Bradley about if we want to fix America, of all the things we can do, anything. I asked him, what would you, bar none, say needs to happen? He said, we must get right with God again. And boy, do I agree with that. Remember, the goal for Liberty Roundtable Live and Liberty News Radio, to promote God, family, and country. We must get right with God again if we want to preserve the nation, if we want to restore the republic, if we want to bring back the viewpoints, the eras of the founding fathers, the checks and balances that made America great, the supreme law of the land, all that America was stood for, it turned to God, the author of our liberty, not government. We've got to restore that, folks. Get involved today, would you please? Quick pause. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live. That's the recap, available on demand at your Roku player and at libertyroundtable.com. News the networks refuse to use starts in seconds on your favorite talk station via libertynewsradio.com and republicbroadcasting.org. Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test, free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, this half hour Liberty Roundtable Live is brought to you by thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys, or 877-817-9829. Also by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. When you want a win-win-win situation for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. We must get right with God again. That's a phrase that Scott Bradley, vice presidential candidate on the Constitution Party, made yesterday live on air with us. And you know what? I can't understate the importance of this. You know what? I don't care what religion you are. I don't care if you don't even believe in religion. I don't care if you're an atheist. The whole premise of the American ideal was to say, look, government is not the ultimate authority. In fact, government and governments are instituted among man for the benefit of the governed. In other words, the Declaration of Independence states, by the consent of the governed. In other words, we give government power because we realize the void of any authority lets a vacuum fill with a tyrannical power. We reject that. And so what we say is, you know what? How do you create government that serves the people, doesn't own the people? And how do you restrict government to a limited, defined, proper role? I digress on the discussion, but to say that we need to look towards a creator, an author of our liberty, of the earth, of us as individuals. Biblically speaking, Judeo-Christian values would hold that we are the offspring of God, says the Bible. In other words, he's our father, we're his children. As a result, you know what? We need to do our very best to be like him. After all, we are created in his image, right? And if we acknowledge him as the author of our liberty and realize that when we obey godly principles, commandments is another way to say it, then we're blessed. And when we don't, trouble. Trouble. And so we need to restrict government to the 10 amendments or to the Bill of Rights. And we need to restrict our own lives by choice to the 10 commandments. Because we know if we do that, we'll be blessed, we'll be protected, and God will heal our land. I agree with Scott Bradley. If there's a single thing we can do, that's the most important thing we can possibly do that can preserve our liberty. Now, there's a lot of things once we turn to God that we can focus on. By the way, the National Day of Prayer is coming up pretty soon, I think. We should focus on that. We should help with that as well. All right, Kurt Crosby's with me. Kurt, you ready? I emailed you a story. Mm-hmm. And it says, white power meets business casual inside the effort to make white nationalism great again. This article's long. It talks about a guy in detail by the name of Richard Spencer. And it goes into detail about a conference they had and the youthful folks are supporting it, and they kind of link it and tie it to Donald Trump, and they talk about them passing the protesters and all this kind of stuff. Kurt, peruse that story really quick. I'll make a couple of comments about it. Then I want to get your take on this story. I find it fascinating because when they say white power, the first question that I would have for anyone is, what is white power? Is that the special privilege, the white privilege that we have? Is white power a male, an alpha male, white-dominated scenario? Now, they even admit in the article they had a conference, not everybody was white that was there. But most, just so you know. Not everybody was male there, but most, just so you know. And they go into this thing where they use these, in my opinion, James Edwards, our good friend at the Political Cesspool, mentioned it when they attacked him relentlessly just a month or so ago. They use what are called scare words, Kurt. When you say white power, now you're talking about a scary white supremacist, extremist, slave-holding, hostile southerner, something like this. They create these visions of the Ku Klux Klan or people running around in robes or this kind of stuff. It's crazy. White power meets business casual. So now what you got is a business casual extremist. Almost like cloak and dagger. You know, they're in a business suit, but they're really evil, right? And then they say, inside the effort to make white nationalism great again. They're using this Trump phrase now in the headline. So really, Trump's a white nationalist incognito. And all these cloak and dagger cognito, you know, casual businessmen are really white supremacist extremists seeking for white power. I look at a headline like this, Kurt, and I don't know that I've found a more politically charged, politically manipulated headline. I haven't seen one in a long time this manipulative and charged in every way possible, from every word in the headline. White, first word. Got to be racist by the very nature that you said white, right? Power. See, that shows the privilege that one's had. White power. You put that together, and it just smacks of buzzwords, scare words, manipulative words that create a whole vision, meets business casual. Incognito, the business professional, links up with white power. And then inside the effort, so now there's a secret inside goal effort to what? Make white nationalism. We're going to white power, white nationalism. Now you're a nationalist, a white nationalist. And you're going to make America great again. Now they're mixing Trump's headline, make America great again, with white power, with white nationalism, with et cetera, et cetera. I submit to you that this headline is intentionally politically charged to manipulate reality. Kurt, as you look at this story, I want you to chime in. What do you think? What do you see?
Well, the first thing that I see, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, right now, Patriot Printing is going on again, and you can be a member of the Give Me Liberty Fund and receive fantastic reduced rates on your printing, just like so many of our friends do. But first thing I see, Sam, the headline, even just below the headline, you've got a picture, and that's what most people are going to see. It's
good,
not
going
to confront you, but the first thing that you see is this picture of three guys in hoods, white hoods. And, I've never been to a KKK meeting. I've seen some on movies.
Do you know anybody who has,
and
Kurt?
So I, not that anybody's ever told me,
Yeah, I don't know anybody who ever has.
I've never really talked to anybody about it I've only seen
it. It's possible, though, that Bill Clinton goes to those, because, Kurt, he's certainly got white power and white influence and white,
Yeah.
And he was a president of a nation, so he might be a nationalist, right, Kurt?
And Obama is white, half white.
Good point, yeah.
But anyway, right below the headline, you have white power, and then you got that picture. And it's got, I guess that's the southern, the Confederate flag to the right of them, and I don't know what the one flag to the left is. But anyway, the bottom line is that's at least what strikes out at me. It's other than that, it's very long. It uses words like bombastic, and it goes down through and just hot points. Demographic analysis of the group talking about who was there and that they weren't heavily tattooed or swastika donning brown shirts, but they were, guys in white suit or in shirts and ties, and they didn't have shaved heads. But the Southern Poverty Law Centers labeled these people as a real dangerous crowd, just like they labeled you, Sam.
Yeah, and that's the problem, is that are there skinheads and are there truly white supremacists and racists in the nation, Kurt? Yes, there are.
Yeah.
And we reject them. At the same time, what's wrong with people wanting to believe in their heritage, wanting people to preserve their heritage and their life? Every race can do it except for the whites. Why is that? Anyway, we'll break it down in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
One-time Steve Martin impressionist and tax-subsidized PBS performer Bill Nye has condemned the documentary Climate Hustle, which examines the dubious science and high-pressure politics behind what some have called the UN-led global warming industry. Nye, who has endorsed the idea of prosecuting and imprisoning those who reject the UN-dictated climate change orthodoxy, has panned the documentary, referring to it as very much not in our national interest and in the world's interest. Unlike Nye, a former mechanical engineer for the military contractor Boeing, Weather Channel founder John Coleman has academic credentials in climate science, having been a meteorologist for 60 years. Reacting to Nye's negative view of a documentary he hasn't seen, Coleman declared, "I have always been amazed that anyone would pay attention to Bill Nye, a pretend scientist in a bow tie. In 20 or 30 years, Coleman predicted, when Nye is an old man, he will realize how wrong he was, as the Earth continues to be just a great place to live. The problem with socialism, Margaret Thatcher once said, is that eventually socialists run out of other people's money. Venezuela is learning that socialists will eventually run out of the money needed to print more money. Bloomberg News reports that Venezuela is scrambling to print new bills fast enough to keep up with the torrid pace of price increases. Most of the cash, like nearly everything else in the oil-exporting country, is imported. Rachel Cunliffe of the Foundation for Economic Education points out that, in addition to importing foreign-produced fiat currency, Venezuelan President Maduro is covering up statistics about the spread of the Zika virus, using the rigged Supreme Court to hamstring the majority opposition in Congress, and calling all criticism of his government. It's clear to many that the government is never going to prosecute Hillary Clinton for her breach of security using a private email server for official business as Secretary of State. Salon.com published a pretty damning open letter from a Bernie Sanders supporter to the FBI director, calling him out for not doing his job. He doesn't understand that Clinton is part of the establishment and has unofficial immunity, but hopefully the letter will embarrass the FBI. As a further demonstration of rising opposition to the open migrant policies of the EU, the nationalist anti-immigration Freedom Party of Austria emerged with a record-breaking 36% of the vote in a primary ballot. Candidates from the two governing parties failed to gain enough votes to be on the ballot this coming May 22nd. That was unprecedented, AFP News said, but these gains don't ensure that the Freedom Party will win the presidency, since the opposition will join forces to back anyone but Hofer, predicts Joel Skousen in this week's World Affairs Brief. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, I know a lot of people are kind of wondering, Sam, why do you keep talking about this white, black, racial issue? If you know what, if you're not a racist, and if you believe we ought to come together, why keep talking about this? Why keep exploiting it? Why keep... There's one reason why. There are a few things that can destroy society, but whenever you can divide massive groups of people, it'll destroy society, folks. Have you ever heard "Together We Stand, Divided We Fall" kind of an idea? There's two big fault lines that I see in America. One is the race fault line that they continue to exploit, and we want to bring this to your attention, that it's bogus, that it's a lie, that it's not true. Day-to-day, blacks and whites and Latinos and Asians, and everybody work together. We really do on a day-to-day basis. There's very little racism, except in specific neighborhoods or pockets of our country. The poor black communities are very racist. Some of the rich white communities are racist. The government's certainly racist. But day-to-day, most of us are not, and we live very peacefully with one another. And I bring up this issue all the time because I think the mainstream press is so unfair, so dishonest. For example, Kurt, what does this headline say? Read it one more time, and then I want to ask you a question.
Okay, the headline reads, White Power Meets Business Casual Inside the Effort to Make White Nationalism Great Again.
Now, I want you to change the word white for black and read the headline again.
So you have Black Power Meets Business Casual Inside the Effort to Make Black Nationalism Great Again.
What if that was the headline? Would they write the story, Kurt?
Well, I don't think so. Number one reason is, that group gets a pass pretty much when they do that. You know, like Black Lives Matter, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, you know, that kind of thing. They get the, it's okay to do what they do, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, I find it fascinating when you look at that, though. Why would they write that headline, Kurt? Because they're saying, hey, some white guys had a meeting who believe in preserving their white heritage, etc. Some of them may call themselves white nationalists, but they want you to believe everybody's an extreme racist. They don't accept that a lot of people have different views along a spectrum. Guys like me believe it's okay to preserve white heritage, just like it is to preserve black heritage or any other heritage. But that doesn't mean that you exploit that and think that you're a supremacist of any kind or et cetera, or that you would do any harm to any other races or viewpoints and or heritage. But then there's people along the spectrum that get worse and worse and worse along their ideology. The point that I'm getting at, though, is they would never write a story like this if a bunch of black leaders had a meeting like this. And so my point is to bring out the hypocrisy in this and to say, Americans, my fellow Americans, if you want to help us solve America's problems, it starts with morality. It starts with we need to return to God. It starts with this idea that we're all God's children. And we better learn to coexist and get along. We better learn to stop this exploitation and division going on in America. Another big fault line, Kurt, is male-female. And we talk a lot about this, too, because they want you to believe that the male-female, the different sexes should be dueling or battling roles. That one needs to conquer the other for supremacy's sake. This is a lie, folks. The sexes don't need to battle. Male and female created them. They are complementary roles. All right, so we need to reject these fault lines that they constantly parade before us, Kurt, and somebody's got to stand against it and expose the exploitation for what it is. We've got to. You need to realize that the male and female roles are not a divisive battle. They're complementary, folks. Okay, the different races on the earth, they're all God's children. And we need to learn that preserving one's culture does not equate to racism, even if white people have that view. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that up, Kurt. It's kind of important to understand. All right, today's what? I don't know if you call it Super Tuesday. Is it Make or Break Tuesday, Kurt? Is that what they call this?
I don't know for sure what they're calling it, but it is the day that Indiana has its little, horse race or the, deal where people vote there in Indiana.
So what do you think it all means? You think Trump's going to just trounce in Indiana there? And is it today, Kurt? It's today?
Yeah, today it is. And I predict that he's going to win, and it is a winner-take-all deal that's going on there. Now, they're all talking about how Ted Cruz has got to be the winner or else, they say he's out. But I don't know for sure what's going to happen, but I mean, as in this kind of business, you make a prediction. You got CNN saying primary election 2016, what to watch in Indiana. They're talking about the different polls. There's polls that have Trump up. There's polls that have Cruz up. There's polls that have them neck and neck. We'll have to see after the vote goes on and after the vote fraudsters report the numbers.
All right. I guess, Kurt, I don't know if you saw this news article. But I guess there's a group of topless protesters. And they're demanding gender equality at Trump rallies now.
Oh, I didn't see that.
You haven't seen that?
No, I... Oh.
Look that up on the internet. Won't be careful.
Yeah. You might... protesters at Trump rallies.
You might not really enjoy what you see, Kurt, but... it's kind of a weird story. But their headline is, Make Love, Not a Wall, Kurt.
Boy.
Now, see, this again is how we have problems with words in America. Because running around topless and having an idea called free sex or whatever you want to call it, kind of a smack back to the 60s idea, I submit to you that's not love, Kurt, that's lust.
I guess these were Bernie Sanders supporters that did this.
Yeah.
Some topless Bernie Sanders supporters.
Okay, and what I find interesting about this is they say make love, not a wall. But, Kurt, love would be a husband-wife relationship with fidelity to one another and to the children that come into that marriage as a traditional, time-honored family. All right? That's what you and I would say. But they call it love. I don't know what they're talking about. We've got to really point these things out. They say it turned out that all the protesters and rioters aren't violent. Not all of them, Kurt. There's a bunch of violent ones, but not these ones. In fact, some of these just prefer to make a statement about their disdain towards the billionaire businessman. Yep. Topless protest on Friday. So let me get this straight, Kurt. They've run around blaming Donald Trump for everything under the sun for a long time. Violence, everything. And now all these different things, what, culminate against Trump? They say the protest, largely comprised of women and Bernie Sanders supporters, sought to draw attention to Trump's position on women's issues. They had the F word, Trump, mocking him about Mexico. The group also hoped to harness support for the, quote, Equal Rights Amendment. That's a proposed addendum to the United States Constitution that would grant women the same rights as men. Of course, it passed through Congress back in 72, but it lacks ratification by the required 38 states necessary to add it to the nation's founding document. Now, Kurt, do women have less rights than men?
That's what the standard media wants you to believe.
So the topless chant was make love, not a wall. We want equal rights for all. However, if the women truly wanted to get their message of gender equality and equal pay across, protesting at a Trump rally half naked might not have been the best arena and or position to take. Because Donald Trump is already in favor of equal pay for women, Kurt. There you have it. I'm not sure what's going on, Kurt, but America's just divided on everything. We've got to work on something different than fighting, than dividing on everything, folks, if we want to preserve our country. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, I spent a lot of time talking about we got to reject the divisions going on in America. We got to be smart enough as the American people to reject the constant attack on everything we hold dear. And I know Americans say we never have a win, Sam. We can't get together. We can't do anything. I disagree. We're making a big difference with the Walmart. I'm sorry, with the Target boycott right now. We ought to keep that up. But we also have another win. There's a Green Beret. He's Special Forces. First class. His name is Charles Martland. And I guess there was an Afghan rapist. And Charles confronted this guy. And then Charles got in trouble, Kurt, with our government and got expelled. I guess from the army or whatever. Well, we have a win because the American Family Association put together a petition. They had well over 130,000 signatories, Kurt. And the bottom line is Charles, this Special Forces guy, was standing up for morality to stop the abuse and rape of this kid and the beating of his mother. And Charles did a great job and stood up, and he got railroaded by our government. But then enough of us stood up, and now the Army's reversed their decision, Kurt.
Yeah, the places I've seen it, it's apparently on the Blaze. It's on something called, you got Washington Times, the San Diego Union Tribune, military.com, NBCnews.com, and Christian Today. But, this was some high official in the, which army it was. It's kind of tough to keep track of all the different, nations where we're fighting or whatever, where we've got our military. But anyway, this guy, the bottom line is he saw something going on that wasn't right, and he stood up for what was right, and he's actually, instead of getting kicked out of the military, he's actually being retained.
So I find this good news. There's two groups. The American Family Association and the Family Research Council got together, Kurt, and they collected and delivered 130,000 plus signatures to the Senate Armed Services Committee. Mm-hmm. And the AFA petition urged members of Congress to push the Pentagon, make demands of the Pentagon. He stood up for his moral duty and he should be commended, not railroaded.
Yeah.
And I'm just telling you, it's good news, Kurt. It's an example where you say these petitions do nothing. You say us getting together to stand for something accomplishes nothing. And I just have to say, every time I turn around, when we do, I see success. Every single time,
and
almost.
This one even included our buddies at the American Center for Law and Justice. That's the ACLJ, not the ACLU, but the ACLJ. The guys, there's old Jay Sekulow. He's the chief counsel there, and this is what he had to say. He says, he called Martland's retention a significant victory, like you have just said. He said, justice has been served. The U.S. military has a moral obligation to stop child sexual abuse and exonerate SFC. That would be the rank that Mr. Martland is in there. Exonerate Martland for defending a child from rape. The Army finally took the corrective action needed, and this is not only a victory for the individual, Mr. Martland, but for the American people as well. That was what ACLJ's chief counsel, Jay Sekulow, told Charisma News. So, you know, there you go.
And again, I know people say, Sam, that's just one win out of thousands. I know, but how many things do we stand up for? How many things do the American people get together on? When we do, more often than not, we see some kind of success, Kurt, and this is just an example. And I'm not going to be negative. I'm going to celebrate the successes. That's one thing we need to learn to do. I don't mean celebrate like get so confused in the game that they score on the other end while we're not looking. I don't mean that kind of belligerence. Mm-hmm. But I do mean it's valuable to take stock and say, look, when we get together, when we work on something, we accomplish things, folks. We really do. Took 130,000 signatures for Congress to see the light on that one. We've got over one. Have you looked up the target thing? Where are we on the signatories on that, Kurt?
I'll check it. When I checked it yesterday, we were like 1.2 million.
You got to go to afa.net/target and sign today if you haven't already done so, by the way, folks.
Yeah.
To sign the Target boycott pledge, I have done so. Highly recommend you do so as well. You got 1,157,854 signatures, folks.
Okay.
1,157,000. That's a lot of people, Kurt.
Yes.
We need to make sure that we spread the word and that it grows.
Yeah.
We can make a difference. Mm-hmm. And they can ignore the signatory list. Right now, you know, Target's playing tough guy and kind of holding out, Kurt.
Yeah.
But I submit to you that once they feel the economic impact of us million-plus people and our families, if we remain true to our pledge, they're going to notice. All right, I found that fascinating. Mm-hmm. I think that's good news. Good news because you're doing something. It feels good to be involved and do something, Kurt.
Yes, it does.
It's important, you know, to really understand that. Because I submit to you, Kurt, that success breeds success.
Mm-hmm. Sam, there's a story that says Newt Gingrich is desperately begging Donald Trump to let him be the VP. I want to know, you know, this is kind of a, you know, the latest talk in the political world. You know, what
if
you have any,
if Donald Trump lets Getting Rich join the parade, it will be an absolute sabotage of the Trump campaign, Kurt.
They say they have some things in common. For example, they both had three wives.
Wow, that's a really nice thing to promote, huh?
I just thought that was kind of interesting that would be the first thing they mentioned. But, you know, that probably shows you the twist on the story. It's a raw story, and they say that they both had three wives. They both have a history of attacking the Clintons, and they both seem to long for a political career that seems hopeless, this author says. But anyway, they give you some other suggestions on who else might be a VP, what do you call it, material. You know, I don't see Ben Carson on the list, and at least to me, at least if you're trying to unite people and bring people together, he seemed to be like a good solution there. But anyway, I don't know. Who do you think he'll, what do you think?
I have no idea who he'll pick, Kurt.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think about a Pat Buchanan pick, Kurt?
Well, I'd love to see it, what I'm expecting is that, you know, in this world today, then you'd have, a couple of, quote, white guys, you know. And so you need to try, there's talk that Hillary will probably choose a woman. So then you've got the whole women versus men thing going on. Who knows for sure what'll happen. I thought at one time it might be Sarah Palin, you know, but she's been kind of quiet. Ann Coulter would sure be a lively VP pick, wouldn't she?
Yeah, Sarah Palin's kind of made too many stakes, I would say, at this point, Kurt.
Too many stakes.
Huh?
All right.
Too many mistakes, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you said steaks, like she's been barbecuing too much.
Well, she might be doing that, too, up there in Alaska. Don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
She's made too many mistakes, though, in my opinion. You know, quitting the governorship or whatever to so-called take care of her family and then run around the nation on a Harley, that kind of goofy stuff. It's like, wow, come on.
Now, you've got one of the headlines from WorldNet Daily where it says Michael Savage is saying that Obama's going to sabotage the economy on the way out. What do you see coming when it comes to the economy?
I think they've all been destroying the economy forever, Kurt. On one hand, they keep the economy afloat. On one hand, they prop it up so that it doesn't crash, but it's all a fiat-based economy. It's all based on debt. It's all based on manipulation of the markets, etc. Will Barack do his best, if the Republicans take the helm, to hand them a pick and a poke? Without question. They do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they won't let the economy tank too quickly, though. What they want it to do is they want the new Republican guy to be in power for about a year before it starts to tank, because then they could say, see, look, I mean, you have the helm for like a year and now look what's starting to happen. And so they always, you know, whenever you think about stocks and futures and I'm going to call it paper money, okay, because it's not real. It's just based on projections. They have the ability to manipulate quite far in advance, Kurt. And so I believe that they will manipulate the economy. They will let things look a whole lot worse under Republican rule or administration, for sure. All right, who would you pick to be president and vice president? I'm personally voting for the Darrell Castle Scott Bradley ticket right now.
Yeah, me as well.
I didn't announce who I was going to vote for because I told you there was nobody good to vote for. That has changed. If you want to learn more about what I'm thinking, ConstitutionParty.com, check that out. Hour one of the can, hour two coming up. Sam and Kurt, you are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, syndicated by LibertyNewsRadio.com and by RepublicBroadcasting.org. Please support your radio networks, will you? Hey, thanks. This nation shall endure.